The Insurance Coffee House is hosted by Insurance Search. Insurance Search provides executive recruitment services to insurance companies, brokers, and insurtechs in the UK and across the United States, attracting and retaining the most successful leaders to your insurance business. To find out more, visit insurance-search.com. The Insurance Coffee House, the place where you get to meet and be inspired by the most successful insurance business leaders from across the world. Hosted by Nick Hoadley, CEO of Insurance Search.
Welcome to the Insurance Coffee House. Today, I'm very happy to be joined by Karen Caddick. Karen is the Chief HR Officer for SiriusPoint, global insurance provider, and Karen's based in London, UK today. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Happy to be here.
Karen, great to have you on the show. I know we've been in discussions now for a little while, so really looking forward to hearing more about SiriusPoint and some of the great work going on there. As we are in the Insurance Coffee House today, we're both in the UK this afternoon. What's your go-to coffee of choice today?
I think my go-to coffee of choice every morning is a skinny latte, extra hot, please.
Extra hot, please. I know a lot of our listeners will be looking forward to hearing about some of the plans there at SiriusPoint, and I know it's certainly been a big year for the organisation. Before we discuss that through, would you mind giving our listeners a little bit of perspective on your career background and the journey that led to you joining the business?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So I've had a career spanning more than 30 years now. So I've packed a lot in during that time. I actually began my career at RSA and I worked there for the first 8 years of my career, which was a brilliant experience. And I got to work on global mergers following the merger of Royal and Sun Alliance. I was also part of the founding leadership team that set up the brand More Than. And I worked through all the key specialisms that you need in an HR function while I was at RSA, actually, but was missing employee relations. And so I actually moved after 8 years at RSA to be Global Director of People Policy and Employee Relations at Barclays Group. And I worked there for 3 years before moving on to my first HR director role in 2003 for Channel 5 at the time. Brilliant to do that role in a creative environment. It was just like landing on Mars after being in financial services for so long. Then Financial Times, Global HRD. And they were really looking for someone with a blue chip background with experience in the media sector. So it was a really good fit for me. Then I changed sector again, moved to Punch Taverns for 6 years. So many, many pubs up and down the country, which was brilliant experience. And I loved hospitality. I helped to do things like create standard operating procedures, improve the culture, integrate the business, create one group, create apprenticeships from pot wash to multiple general manager. Subsequently was part of the team that demerged that business into two PLCs. So again, really great experience. Then worked in retail for Morrisons supermarkets and also hotels at Millennium and Copthorne, which again were industries I loved and just learned a great deal from. And then I came back into the insurance industry with Saga. Yeah. I was at Saga for 5 years and then subsequently I moved back to RSA. So the pull of the brand and the love I actually had for RSA over the 8 years of working there made me want to go back there. And I was there for a further 3 years as Group HRD. Sadly, I was actually part of the team that split up the group. But again, it was just brilliant experience. And then my next move brought me to my current role at SiriusPoint. So our chief exec, Scott Egan, and I worked so well together at RSA. So when he called me and asked me to join, I just jumped at the chance. In fact, I don't think I'd even asked the name of the business when I said yes. Everyone I worked with has been so different leadership styles, different cultures, but I've worked with some fabulous people and learned different things from each of them that I carry forward in my career.
Such an interesting career journey that you've had. And how have you found returning to the insurance industry again? But not only returning to the insurance industry, but how have you found that compared with some of those great industries that you've been involved in? If you look at media, telecoms, hubs, hospitality, hotels, how have you found that comparison?
When I left financial services, I said I probably wouldn't return to it because I think typically, you know, when I started my career, for many insurers, it wasn't a really big focus on culture and values. I think people talked about it, but I don't think they did it as well as we did it in hospitality and retail. I think in the past, in financial services, technical skills have tended to be rewarded with bigger and bigger roles. And I felt that the leadership aspects were secondary. So what I've found in places like retail and hospitality and also media is because the customer is just so central and critical, there's just much more focus on leadership of the people, the values and the culture within the business. And it's just such a heartbeat of the business at every level in those industries. And I'm a massive believer in values and culture, and I love being part of businesses where these are really central to all of our decision making. And I think that's become true probably now more so in the insurance industry than it was when I started. And that's certainly true for SiriusPoint. And the culture and leadership of our people is absolutely central to our business. It's been central and critical to our turnaround. And I also think that SiriusPoint has a massive focus on customer right at the heart of the business. So in those respects, it feels more like a retail hospitality kind of culture. I actually love the role that insurance plays in making the wheels of the world go round and enabling businesses to take risks and to trade. So I really love that. I think it's really purposeful. It's a wonderful industry, one in which you can thrive, whether you're an underwriter, actuary, or in a support or a functional role.
Absolutely. And particularly, you know, moving from those industries into an insurance company like Saga, people would not necessarily see that as a hugely dynamic brand, but obviously there's job to do and a great opportunity there. We've discussed this before, that in an HR leadership career, no matter how well a company's performing, there can be some great experience along the way, whether it's in those good times and maybe going on acquisition trails, but also divesting as well and making some difficult decisions. How do you feel that experience has helped you across your career and into the role that you have there now at SiriusPoint?
I think what I would say is that through some of the most difficult business times that I've had some of my best learning. So I look back to things like the global recession and the smoking ban in pubs. Lots of our pubs were brought to their knees. We had to shed thousands of pubs, make redundant thousands of people. But we did it in a way where we took our people with us. So we were very transparent, open. We treated people with respect. And our employee engagement results at that time were in the 90s. We were going through some really difficult times, but it's how you treat people. And I learned so much from that experience. Equally, the global pandemic, you know, we're in a situation where top line's falling. We know we need to lose people. You don't want to lose people where there's no jobs in the market because, you know, there's a global pandemic on. So what do you do? Well, we did a voluntary redundancy program. We enhanced the terms and we did it in the right way. And our people, you know, really respected us for how we handled that because none of us as leaders wanted to put people out of work in the middle of a global pandemic. So I think you think harder when times are tough. You have to really, really think about what's right for the business. How do you take your people with you? I've had some of my best experiences through difficult times.
I know we discussed that key relationship between the CEO and the head of people, the head of the HR function. I know that's been particularly important to you. Does that help during those difficult times to have a really solid relationship and good communication there?
I think it does, but it doesn't always mean that you need to be aligned, at least initially. And I think the relationship I have with Scott and other bosses that I've worked really well with are where you've got mutual respect, but sometimes differences of opinion, where the real spark comes. Because, you know, sometimes we'll come at things with different opinions and we'll explain them to each other, but we'll end up in a different place. And it's a better place than either of us had thought of. So I think that mutual respect, ability to challenge with respect, and actually to stand your ground is so important in having a really great relationship between chief exec and HR.
I know you've worked with some incredibly inspiring leaders across the years, and now the CEO at SiriusPoint, I know that the business is in great hands and some really exciting opportunities there. If you could give us an overview of where the business is at present and maybe some of the plans that you have.
So just a bit of background on SiriusPoint then. So we're a global underwriter of insurance and reinsurance. We work with clients, brokers and partners around the world. We're headquartered in Bermuda and we've got offices in New York, Liège, London, Stockholm and Zurich. We are an underwriting first company. We've got over 3 billion of capital. We've got A financial strength ratings from AM Best, S&P and Fitch. And our business lines include accident and health, aviation space, casualty credit, energy, marine, property and life insurance. Our global headcount is around 1,000. So, I mean, we really want to become a top performing reinsurance and insurance company in the coming years. And our aim is really to be among the names who consistently outperform the market year on year. We really want to push on to be best in class, and we want our peers to recognise us best in class. So the underwriting actions that we've already taken, such as pulling back from international property cat, refocusing our programme and MGA partnership strategy to having fewer and deeper relationships, really mean that we can focus on the key areas where we really want to grow. So we'll continue to prioritise underwriting profit over premium growth in 2024 with our underwriting first approach. If you take our London business, it's currently below scale, and building this platform will be one of our top priorities. And in terms of strategic markets, our London operation is a market that fits very well with our specialisms. And on a relative basis, growth in insurance will be prioritised over reinsurance. I think the great news for 24 and 25 is that we've created a really exciting value creation plan for the business. And that's what every single member of the Sirius Point team is focused on. And by executing that plan successfully, we can create a lot of shareholder value and a great customer franchise, something our employees can really take pride in.
It sounds like there's lots of exciting opportunities and the business is in a great position at the moment. Obviously, over the last couple of years, there's been some challenges. And I know one of the key things that you feel is very important is being about redefining that high performance culture. And it sounds like that's the way that you're looking to really grow, generate that underwriting profit. So what does that mean to you, defining high performance culture? What does that mean to Sirius Point?
I think a lot of businesses talk about it, but do they really analyze what they need to do to build it? And I think we've spent a lot of time really thinking about what does high performance look and feel like within the context of particularly a turnaround, because that's what we've been affecting over the last 18 months. And that focus has been something that's served us really well. It's been one of our major focus points in the last couple of years. And in fact, from day one, Scott Egan, our CEO, has made building a high-performance culture one of our top executive leadership team priorities. So it's not an HR task. That's our top leadership task. And we've been through a massive amount of change at Sirius Point. So when I joined the business, I personally prioritized improving the culture, establishing values that really mean something to our people and turn into results, as well as working with Scott to ensure we've got the right leaders at every level that exude those values and that they're able to engage and mobilize all of our people to deliver a high performance outcome. So we've actually developed a really clear view of the culture we feel we need to deliver our goals. So we've spelled it out in a lot of detail. We've made it really, really clear what the culture is, what we want it to look and feel like. And we developed real clarity around this and the expectations of the business to live it. We also immersed our people within it, and we've just created a really strong accountability culture. And I think the key to really making sure that culture change sticks is integrity. So we've created real integrity around what we say we're going to do and what we're actually doing. If there's any mismatch there, people see through the cracks and they just lose trust very, very quickly. So we made it a real priority to always be really transparent, be open, be honest, and to deliver on what we say we're going to deliver. So my strong belief is that culture can be built if you really focus on clarifying what are you building, make sure all of your actions are lined up behind it. But culture can also be damaged in a nanosecond if you don't have integrity. You can just lose trust so quickly. The right culture, I believe, can add wings to your strategy. But the other saying goes that culture can also eat strategy for breakfast. We immersed ourselves in what's our purpose, what's our vision, what are our values, and what's our culture, and how do we really make that real for people? And we haven't just put imagery around our offices. Of course, we've got the imagery as prompts. We've given all of our teams a lot of time to immerse themselves in it. So we've had workshops at team level to immerse people in it. We've had workshops across our sites. We've invested a whole lot of time for people to make it real for themselves. I think the other thing that we also do is we've got a big recognition scheme. So we get people to call out when they see people living our values. But we also really encourage people to call out when they see things that are not living our values. So I would describe our culture is it's very clear. You know, we all talk about it. The words come up in meetings. We make decisions based on it. It's very much alive and kicking in our business. I think what leaders do and how they behave really shapes culture in businesses. And it's so important that we hold ourselves and our leadership team to account for the way that we behave. Just focusing on our values for a minute, though, they're so important to get right because they're the core values that guide and direct the way we approach our business every single day. So they influence how we operate, and they're at the heart of how we interact with one another and our key stakeholders. We've had lots of feedback from partners and brokers about how they've seen our culture change. And our values are integrity, customer focus, solution-driven, diversity, and collaboration. And work on culture never stops, does it? And we engage with our colleagues all the time. So we have listening groups at every site. We have things like collaboration days, culture workshops to remind people what we're all about and what we're seeking to do. So it's really critical to our journey at Sirius Point.
That's really interesting. So it sounds like it's been incredibly purposeful. And the fruits of that being the company lives and breathes that culture now on its own. But that first step is being very, very purposeful and having those initiatives, making sure everybody's aligned, especially in leadership. And I think that's so key. Very interesting now that your brokers and external stakeholders are now seeing the fruits of that as well. Is there anything in terms of measurable outcomes or the way that the underwriting and profitability is improving, or is it still a bit too early to say on that front?
Well, I think the results speak for themselves. So if you look at 2022 results, we made a loss of 400 million. We've just turned that around in 2023. We've knocked the ball out of the park in terms of performance. And I think that, you know, there's been a number of things that have helped that. So we've remediated our book. We've looked at our global footprint. We've took loads of costs down. But the most important thing is we've created a real culture of accountability. So we've set some goals that are really, really clear. We changed our bonus structure to support those goals. So core is right at the center of our short-term incentive plan. Unless we hit a threshold of core, nothing gets payable. That really focuses people's minds. That's what being underwriting first is really all about. Get people laser focused on the results that really matter. I think the outcome of that has been a much more engaged workforce. So our engagement levels, even back in June last year, you know, we have more than 70% support for leadership and alignment. That was just 9 months into our turnaround. The listening groups that I do quite regularly would suggest that those levels will be higher. And a listening group just last week in New York, I asked people on a scale of 1 to 10, how proud are you to work for Sirius Point? And more than half of the group said 10, which I was amazed at. I think the results are really speaking for themselves. I think we're building real pride.
I think markets like the specialty market, where you're working with individuals who really need to be at the top of their game in order to write risks, very complex risks that they're often working with. It's very different to some other parts of the industry or other industries where it's more about volume and it's more about operational efficiencies. I think within the specialty arena and reinsurance as well, it's very much on a high performance of individuals, but teams collaborating as well.
What I would say as well is we've retained some really excellent people within our business, but we've also attracted some fantastic hires over this period. Now, certainly when I joined the business, we just made that, you know, horrendous loss in 22. It was more difficult to attract then, but as our success story is becoming more widely known, it's much easier to attract because people can really look at something and think, I want to be part of that. They're building something really, really special. So bringing good people in is a core element of my role.
Absolutely. Yeah, it starts to really work by itself then. I know HR, there's other areas around transformation where people do look at a challenge, do like a turnaround. But I think for underwriters and people looking to drive growth, having that solid foundation and that great platform to really grow and be successful and take market share is what people are definitely looking for. And I think it's now just telling that story more and spreading the word.
Look at our trajectory over the last 12 months. We've actually put $1 billion worth of value on the business in a year. And I think people can see the opportunities here and the opportunities of being part of something really special. People can really see the role that they've played in creating that $1 billion. That's just a massive success story.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like there's a lot of entrepreneurial opportunity there as well. Karen brings us nicely on to the espresso round now, where the questions are short, sharp, and to the point. You like your skinny latte extra hot, that's right. Are you ready for the espresso round?
Let's go for it.
The espresso round.
What would you say is the one key reason or the key selling point that you would describe to candidates looking to join Sirius Point? Why would people want to work for you?
I think you can make a massive difference here and you can be part of something that's really special. You know, we've turned over every bit of our business. We've reshaped our footprint. We've remediated the book. We've overhauled our underwriting philosophy and structures. And we've just delivered a fantastic profit. I think turnaround done. So we've done that. We've proven we've turned the business around. I think the next phase for us is becoming a real best-in-class insurer and reinsurer and being recognised as such by our peers. How do we go after that next billion? That's something to really aspire to and be part of. It's a career game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a great place now to really launch and to really grow and to be a part of that. And Karen, for some of our listeners and for the candidates that are maybe already in contention or looking at opportunities at Sirius Point, what is the one piece of advice you would have for someone coming in to interview there with you?
I think what I want to see from people is just how they live our values. Those values are super important. And also, I really like to see people with, you know, passion, energy, a real focus on customer. So technical skills are massively important, but I want to see people who really have ambition to build this business, you know, who aren't just thinking about their role in underwriting. They're also thinking about how can I make this business a real success? That's what we really want. We want a team of people who are working together to deliver that next phase and to get us to best in class.
Real growth mindset, not just personally, but with business as well. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And the business is in such great opportunity to do that. My final question of the espresso round, Karen, the time has certainly gone very quickly. What would be your closing piece of advice for our listeners? And if anyone is interested in opportunities at the business now, what would be the best way of them reaching out to you or applying for opportunities?
I think in terms of where we're at, for a business of our size and scale, you've really got the ability to make a massive difference really quickly here. So, you know, there aren't large scale structures that you get lost within. You've got access to so many opportunities, and that's really brilliant for people who want to learn quickly and develop and really excel in their careers. So we are building a really high performance team here, and we're all completely united behind common goals, clear purpose, and it's a really good time to become part of our future. I absolutely love working at Sirius Point. It's just a game changing place to be. So if you're interested, you can contact me on LinkedIn. You can reach out to our head of resourcing, who's a lady called Cassie Hatzenbeller. You can go to our website, siriuspt.com, and take a look at the global vacancies we've got available. You can also follow us on our social media channels and keep up to date with recent vacancies and developments in the company. We're putting a lot on social media about the great people that work for us, because we see that as quite fundamental to our brand. So having a look at social media would be a great place to start.
We'll be sure to post all of those details on the show notes so listeners can just click through onto those links and reach straight out. We're at the end of our time today in the Insurance Copyhouse. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I think there's some incredible opportunities there at Sirius Point, and we'll certainly be looking at things in the future. And it'd be great to welcome you and other members of the executive leadership team on the podcast in the future. So thank you for your time today. It's been fantastic.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Insurance Coffee House with Nick Hoadley. Join us next time for another episode packed with insights and advice for senior leaders, C-suite executives, and ambitious insurance professionals. Stream all episodes at insurance-search.com.